So again, another reason for which exempt organizations might be selected for examination is a 990T claim for refund. We may address this again a little bit later, but this one's rather significant at this particular time because, so most recently, there was a something we all called the parking tax. It was part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and it was retroactively repealed at the end of 2019. A lot of organizations filed 990Ts to pay that tax, and the only way for them to get their money back is to file an amended 990T to request a refund. Well, if your organization paid a whole lot, there is a chance, and I've heard this has occurred already, although I hope it's not a sign that it will occur often, but that organizations have been selected for examination just because the amount of the refund they're requesting on their amended return is over some magical threshold that only the IRS knows. Another 990T refund that could potentially cause an examination. A lot of organizations are filing 990Ts to get refunds dating back to 2013 as a result of the CARES Act, which allows exempt organizations to file 990T carrying back a loss to those earlier years. So just something to be aware of. It's not a reason not to pursue getting a refund that your organization is entitled to, but you just need to be aware that it's a potential outcome.
Yeah, it looks like, oh, sorry, Kurt. I was just going to say, it looks like we have a question as well asking if the 990 part six plays a role in triggering examinations as being indicative of lack of oversight. So I think that is referring to governance information. So, you know, I think, Kurt, I don't know if you have specific thoughts about that particular section, but I think it falls into the general category of, you know, a juicy data set for them to look to that everyone is filling out for the most part.
I think that goes into one of the points on this slide. Because so many of us, and I'm an accountant, so the point I was referring to is take the 990 seriously, involve more than just accountants in the review. You know, an accountant isn't necessarily a specialist on governance matters. And this is the section of the 990 that you're referring to. When I talk to organizations, you know, I encourage them, not just the management, but particularly, you know, board members, finance committee, someone needs to be brave enough to ask what might otherwise be considered dumb questions, because you need to think about those questions every year. I don't personally know that the IRS is flagging responses to be the subject of examination, but it would not surprise me in the least. Those governance questions in Part 6 of the 990, most of those are not requirements by the Internal Revenue Code, right? They're just indications of the governance practices of your organization. But yes, those could be triggers, it's more, I guess, incentive for your organization to really pay attention to those.
And in our practice, you know, we often work with our clients and their accountants on perhaps rethinking the way they're describing certain things in their 990s. And I think that is part of the point. You know, the 990 should be taken seriously and really should be read by more than just, you know, the accountants and the person signing off. And, you know, to that point, we had a point on here, you know, you can consider looking at peer form 990s. You know, these are public documents, again, with a large grain of salt. You know, we're not saying to copy or, you know, use others as your primary model, but it can be helpful to just see how different organizations that might be similar to you are describing certain things. And, you know, hopefully your, you know, your counsel, your accountants are experienced and can help with that as well. But that could be a place to just easily access sort of similar organizations' practices.
I think that's a huge point. And I'd like to take a moment to plug a free plug for a free website. If you haven't, obviously there's GuideStar and there's Candid, there's the IRS website, but ProPublica offers what they call the Nonprofit Explorer. If you just Google Nonprofit Explorer and you search any organization, it pulls up instantly. You can see 20 years of filings if an organization has been around that long. It's an important tool that, you know, that we should all look to if you're curious about an organization or the presentation of your own organization's 990. You should check out others.